Heavenly Father, we thank you for our gathering together unto you and the sharing of testimonies of your great, great faithfulness and goodness. Blessed be thy name, Father. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for your word, O Lord. We are gathered around your word. And the Holy Spirit is the author of all scriptures. And by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, holy men of God, they speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. How then can we understand except we depend upon you? So here we are again, reading this scripture this morning, trusting, Lord, that you will even give us more life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and live a blessing at the reading of your word. Father, we give you all praise and glory. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This morning, by his grace, Christ's redemption and the benefits. Christ's redemption and the redemptive benefits for our lives. So, there are three passages to the plan of redemption that God wrought in Christ. What are the three passages? God himself, man, and the enemy of God and man, Satan. These are the three passages in there in God's plan of redemption. God created man and placed him on earth, and conferred on him certain legal rights or privileges. Back in Genesis 1:26, I'm talking about here. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Talking about privileges and so on, that you know. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, the Bible says, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So it was at the creation and so forth. What happened? Man forfeited this right by transferring them to Satan, God's enemy. And this is in fact, even back in the New Testament by our Lord himself, of whom is prophesied in Genesis 3:15, and so on that you know, which I won't go that way, but in the temptation of Christ, what I just read now is portrayed or in fact in the temptation of Christ by Satan. Though Satan is a liar, and we know it, and father of lies, the Bible says, he did not lie in this scenario. And I want to read in Luke chapter 4. Of course, he wouldn't have lied to Christ, for Christ knows all things in him. Praise the Lord Jesus. Anyway, so in Luke chapter 4, about verse 5, and the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, we are talking about how no man forfeited the privileges and rights God gave him to Satan by he said that to Satan and something like that, you know. And we are saying that even the Lord himself confirmed that that's what happened really, you know, in the temptation and so on. And then the devil take him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that which I declare the cloth, for that that is delivered unto me, and unto whosoever I will, I get it. So that is the cloth I want to go. See, it was delivered unto him. Man forfeited all the privilege of dominion over the heart to Satan. So he became the God of this world. See? Devil said, if thou therefore we worship me, the devil said, and so on, and all shall be thine. He is so ignorant in so many ways. His wisdom is corrupted, isn't it? Praise the Lord. You know, he's talking to the Creator himself. Praise the Lord. Anyway, Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So this transfer of our legal rights from man to Satan gave Satan the legal right to rule over man and over the creation, to the point that we are told in Romans 8, the 19 to about 23 verses, to rule over both man and the creation. Romans 8:19, for the earnest expectation of the creature, or if we want the creation, waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject, there you go again, to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subjected the same in hope. The same thing we read in the temptation of Christ and so on like that, you know. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only this, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit. Even we ourselves, we groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption. To wit, meaning that this, the redemption of our body. So we see how man forfeited the right and privilege that God has given in the beginning to Satan. And we in 2 Corinthians 4:3, to tell that he is the God of this world in that time. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world was transferred to him, right? He became the God of this world, has blinded the minds of them which believe not. And this brings us, bring the devil into the plan, so that he may be dealt with. And the old scheme, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And so the old scheme of redemption is God seeking to redeem the human race from the fall. And he is doing it to be upon such an equitable basis that it will perfectly satisfy the claims of justice, meet the needs of man, and defeat Satan on legal grounds. That's the way God does it and so on, that you know. It is. The plan of redemption is one of the most ingenious and most wonderful of all the many works of our God. Man sold himself out to the devil and so on, making himself a bond slave. That was the decay, a bond slave. And that slavery was to last until the lease, or if you want, the period of man's dominion expired. We're talking about Christ's redemption and the benefit, this message. Christ's redemption and the benefit. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God must in some way redeem fallen man from his sin and from Satan's dominion. God must show Satan perfect justice at all points. And at the same time, he must reach man in his helplessness and redeem him. In order to redeem man, it is necessary that one comes to the earth who is not a subject of Satan, and yet a man, has to be a man, but not subject of a Satan. There is no such being at all on this earth. Praise the Lord. And as a man, has to be a kinsman. Praise the Lord. Kinsman, redeemer, and so on, and meet every demand of justice against man. In order to accomplish this, there must be an incarnation. See, praise the Lord. Because all men say, right? That in Adam, that must be an incarnation. So that in Hebrews 2:14, we read this phrase here. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of his self. Praise the Lord. One phrase about incarnation and so on. Incarnation means deity, God coming in man and so on like that, to redeem man. Thus, God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin in Nazareth of Galilee by the name of Mary to announce the incarnation. I will take care, I will read that, those verses and so forth. Once in a while, they go to where it all began, the incarnation and the redemption and so on, God's redemption and so on. In Luke chapter 1, 31, talking to Mary now, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He is the seventh one whose name was announced before the birth. Amen. The seventh perfect number, right? There was this, let me see in the Bible, there are six of them before whose name were actually named, before they were born. The Lord is seventh to one. So you have, for example, you have Ishmael was the first one, Isaac, Solomon, J- Josiah, Cyrus, John the Baptist, and then the Lord is the seventh one. Praise the Lord. Just interesting. I mean, we love the word of God, isn't it? Praise the Lord Jesus. Yes, everything you say, we love it so much and so on. Anyway, so verse 32 of Luke, the first chapter. He shall be great. All these are fulfillment of prophecy that was in this study this morning, talking about the infallible word of God, the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy, Revelation 19:10. Praise the Lord. All about him. I mean, in the house of Cornelius, Peter said to him, bear all the prophets witness in it. As soon as he said that, the Holy Ghost fell upon the house of Cornelius. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, I mean, if you know, all about this prophecy and so on. What we are reading here, which I won't go back to the prophetic one from Isaiah and so on, but they are all fulfillment of prophecy and so on like that, you know. Anyway, and it shall be greater, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. These angels speaking, right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Talking to a lady that no man, maybe 17 or 16 year old girl. I don't know his age and his age. Anyway, Jacob forever. And his kingdom, there shall be no end, he said. 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know no man, or not another man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest. Amen? Power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen? Joseph was not his father. Amen? Praise the Lord. At one time, at about 12 years old, when they go to their just annual ceremony in Jerusalem and so forth like that, you know, and in fact, when they finish the ceremony, they went 3 days journey without letting him know, you know, even without seeing him. Until the third day, where is he? You know, they had to go back all the way to Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Where are they finding? Reasoning with the doctors of philosophy and divinity, eh? Bible says he has standing there by his knowledge. The question he was asking them, they were dumbfounded. At one time, how come this man know this thing have never lasted, eh? Praise the Lord. At one time, he said, go and arrest him. Oh man, no man ever speak like this. Praise the Lord. He is the Word, praise God. You know, see, God incarnate. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word was made flesh. Praise the Lord. The incarnation. Praise God. The only way, I mean, God comes to redeem his people and so on. That, you know, God, Christ's redemption and the blessings and so forth, you know. Blessed be his glorious name. Anyway, so we see right there, the Son of God. So they were looking for him. So how come you are looking for me? Don't you know that I'm doing my father's business? Amen. Praise the Lord. Where is Joseph? In fact, after a while, we don't even hear about Joseph anymore. Praise the Lord. I think he passed on and things like that. Praise God. We still hear of Mary. And even Mary went all the way to the upper room. Amen. Among the 120. Praise the Lord. Oh, the cast better know Mary received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And that's what we hear of him. That's not worshiping of Mary. Praise God. After the day of Pentecost, we don't hear of her anymore. That's the rest of it. Yeah, of course. That's what it is. Praise the Lord. So where can you worship Mary? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anyway, so we see right there, and thus Christ was born, not of natural generation, but of supernatural. The incarnate one made the demand, first of all, of the heart of deity, for a perfect woman who would do his will. Number two, he met the demand, or you know, the need of the fallen man for a redeemer, in that as a man, he met the devil and conquered him in honorable open combat. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And the victory lost is your victory and my victory. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Hebrews 4:15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. See? He has to be sinless to be a redeemer, right? So that's what God came to do in Christ. So he went to the cross, and God laid on him the iniquity of the human race. That's right, brother. That is it. Isaiah 53:6, my brother says this, of us, 53:6 of Isaiah. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. He that knew no sin, that was made sin for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That we be made the righteousness of God through him. Anyway, so we see. He then, with this body upon him, the sin of the whole world, and under the judgment of God, went down to hell and suffered the penalty demanded by justice, divine justice, and so on. Ephesians 4:8 says this. Wherefore, he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is this? But he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might see all things. Amen. So we see, when he had paid this penalty, he arose from the dead. He conquered Satan. He broke Satan's dominion and took away his authority and power. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, a man prophesied it and saw the first Adam prophesied it. The last Adam restored all things. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The first Adam was of the earth and heart. The last Adam, the quickening spirit, the Lord himself from heaven. Praise the Lord. According to the scriptures. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Redeemer and so forth, Christ, redemption, and the redemptive blessings and so forth. Hebrews 2:14, to see what I'm talking about here. He broke Satan's dominion and took away, his authority and power. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And that the pastors in there, God, he used to have the power of death, not anymore, amen? Praise the Lord. Satan used to have it, the power, but no, he said he had it, right? Not anymore. Anyway, in Colossians 2:12, bury with him in baptism, you and I, Christian children of God and so on, bury with him in baptism, talking about Christ's redemption, and the redemption blessings and benefits and so on like that, And bury with him in baptism, wherein also we are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who has risen from the dead. Praise the Lord. That's where you are. I'm here. Starting verse. And you, being dead in your sins and the circumcision of your flesh, are still quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. It's a common thing what I say here. When I see the word all in the Bible, I'm so happy, amen. Forgive all trespasses, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He destroys sin. I mean, praise the Lord Jesus. Forgive us all trespasses. He told them as he was going that for remission and forgiveness of sin be preached in all nations. Those are one of his last words, amen. That remission and forgiveness of sin be preached in all nations in his name. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Remission means that all the sins you ever committed before you became a Christian are currently forgotten. Amen. God doesn't remember him anymore. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, so let's go on. Anyway, so having forgiven us all trespasses and so forth, So verse 14 says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. You see, redemption benefits, right? Which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Praise the Lord. How can I not rejoice? How can you not rejoice? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, verse 15 says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, with the trophies of
of his triumph and the tokens of his victory, he ascended to the right hand of majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3 says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, just briefly, the story of redemption and so on in a nutshell. So, on the ground of his victory, this victory of the Lord Jesus Christ, we believers have these privileges. You can't even name them all. I will just list some of them. I know some of them I've already read implicitly. Let's go through some of them here right now. We have eternal life by the reason of the redemption. Amen. No, the man dies spiritually and so forth and physically, and so on, but Christ has, he gave us eternal life. We have that. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, sir. And I know them, and they follow me. And I have given unto them eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And they shall never perish.
Amen.
Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The redemption of Christ and the blessings thereof, the benefits thereof, the privileges thereof, and so forth, Let's keep on accelerating them. We have victory over sin and Satan. 1 John 2:14. I have written unto you, Father, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are stronger, and the word of God abideth in you. Now hear this one. And ye have overcome the wicked one. Amen? Praise the Lord. How do we do it? Did it on our behalf. Praise the Lord. You just accept it. Amen? Like your salvation. Praise the Lord. You accept it. Blessed be his holy name. You have done it in the mind of God. You are knowing it. No, he says you are an overcomer and so forth. Ye have overcome the wicked one, right? Bible says so. The Lord says so. The Bible says so. Just accept it. So again, what do we have again? We have a home in heaven, amen? By reason of the redemption of Christ, John 14:2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. So, Ephesians 2:19. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, oh my, but fellow citizens, with the saints, and of the household of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. We are of the household of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. The good works of God can't buy that for me. Praise God. Amen. To be of the household of God. Blessed be his holy name. Now, we have the use of his name. The name of our Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. John 14:13. See, privileges, right? That we have. Though we may be underusing it, maybe if not all of us, underusing them, but we got them, we have them, praise the Lord. You can have $1 million, if you don't spend it, you don't spend it, praise God. But you have it anyway, John 14:13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, praise the Lord. We will see here from that to tomorrow to name all the privileges. So we can't do that, but we'll just name a few of them. Like a chip in the iceberg and so on like that, Also, we have a Father's protection and care for you and I. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him. You see, I like the word or in the Bible, right? Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you, amen? Why take some of them and do some of them? No, cast it upon him. He cares for you. Praise the Lord. Many of us do it, then we take it back again. See? It's not his fault. Cast it upon him. Just rest yourself in him. Praise the Lord. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is still upon him. Amen? Because he trusted in me. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting peace. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Don't put it together today and then go and take it today to the Lord. You plant your seed today, then when you go and uproot it, what good is it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord Jesus and so that everything will be perfected and so forth. So we see. We have a son's place in the family of God. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and he does not yet appear, what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Praise the Lord. Oh, familiar scripture, but we have to read this all the time. We have to renew our mind. Romans 12, right? We have to renew our mind. When we forget these things and so on like that, you know, you have to keep on renewing your mind with the word of God and remind yourself who you are in Christ. Praise the Lord. We have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, all coming from the redemptive blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The word forever, amen. The Holy Ghost will give it to you to abide with you forever. Praise the Lord. I think Ephesians 4:30, we are still with him until the day of redemption. Praise the Lord. Oh, how wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Savior, you know, that we have the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, verse 17 says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot resist, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. He was speaking to the disciples last time. He was with them physically, but it shall be the same Christ, right? Shall be in you. And we are all receivers of the same. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Christianity is not a religion. Not a religion. It is God that dwelling in the believer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead, dwelleth in you. He that raised Christ from the dead will quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen.
Amen.
God Almighty, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwelling in you and me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, the manifold wisdom of God. Don't even listen. Nobody can find God out by listening. Amen?
Amen.
Have to live by faith. Christ dwelling in you by faith. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, what do we have? You can't even remember all we have. We have intercession and teaching of the Spirit. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, or if you want himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. Oh, don't be tired of speaking in other languages. God gave you the speaking in tongues so you can reach unto God directly. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Don't even know what you are praying for at times. Amen? But the Holy Ghost knows what he's talking about. Amen? Praise the Lord. He went to pray an unselfish prayer. He to pray in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
You pray and Satan himself is confused. You know what you are talking about. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Privileges of our redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And now, so we even have the promise of the translation. Amen? Thessalonians 4:16. Our privileges and so forth in there, you know. So I'll read that one again, because that one can happen anytime from now. First Thessalonians 4:16-17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know if that is the whole sermon by itself, the rapture and so on, but we just keep on going. Now, the redemption of Christ and all the privileges and so on. Our bodies will be changed to glorify bodies. Amen. Praise the Lord. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Amen?
Amen.
According to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Have the same body as he has. Oh wow, praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. A body that can exist both in the physical realm here and in heaven, in any of the universes, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that should be a whole sermon to talk about glorified bodies, a whole sermon by itself. We just pass it on like that, but we're going to have it. Now, what else? We have the right to an inheritance in the new heaven and the new earth. Privileges of Christ's redemption. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. No inflation, no deflation, nothing like that can touch it. Amen. Praise you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, Apostle Paul had a vision of it and so on. He said he has finished his work and so on. See, work was done and so on. They are reserved in heaven for him, a crown of glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love him. He said, not only for me, but unto all that love is appearing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us keep the love of his appearing fresh in our hearts every day. So we see that we have an inheritance in heaven. That, you know. Now, what else? We will live with Christ throughout eternity. Promises of the redemption of Christ. We will live with him throughout eternity. John 14:3. And if I go away, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Even more promises than that. In John 17:24, the Lord prayed and so on. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Praise the Lord. Amen. We will live with him forever and ever and so on. Like I read before in 1 Thessalonians 4:17 towards the end. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Revelation 14 talks of the 144,000. That the Bible says they were redeemed from the heart, right? You know, I said that the first fruit and so on. We know from many other scriptures that the 144,000, you know, on Mount Zion, Revelation 14, we believe they are just, you know, a tithe, not all of the first fruit. They are just a tithe, they are a special tithe, yes, but not all of the first fruit. Praise the Lord. So the point I want to bring out there is this, that they follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we believe, so look at what I've been reading, that when I am, that they may be also, right? So good to walk with him. So blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, so I just read a few of the privileges that nothing in this world can give you, any of these that I just read this morning. And there are tons and tons of them in the Bible, but for time, you know. So now the question then is, are we claiming all the privileges and so forth, the one we can? So with the word of grace and law of our great Father, with his power and wisdom all around us, there should be no excuse for spiritual weakness, or spiritual poverty in the family of God. Amen. There should be none. Praise the Lord. If there is, because we're not spending our life. Praise the Lord Jesus. Like I said, you can have something, you don't use it and so on. There are some things I have in this house. I want to know that I have them. Praise the Lord. But the idea, praise God. So that's how we treat some of the things we have in the Lord and so on, that, you know. So anyway, we are not to come to God as beggars, as many Christians do when they are praying. No, they think they are holy. That's not holiness, amen. Praise the Lord. Holiness will give you boldness towards God. You know, as long as, you know, because he told us so to do so, you know. But we should come as sons to our Heavenly Father, claiming our legal rights. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Whatever you need, come to him boldly, in holy reverence, though. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So many authorities we have in Christ Jesus and so on. You know, for example, for as we are concerned, you know, sin has lost its dominion over us, amen? Because of the redemption of Christ and our privileges, him and so on, that, you know. So, and, you know, so in Romans 6:9, what I'm saying here, Romans 6:9, Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died once. And he died unto sin once, he said. But in that he liveth unto God. Now what is this one? Now verse 11. Likewise reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the Lord. For sin, look at that one, verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. Praise the Lord Jesus. Dominion. As a result of our privileges in Christ and something like that, you know. Anyway, Christ has given us all the authority he has. He dedicated it to us. Whether we are using it, it's just that's our own business, it's our own, I mean, up to us and that, you know, or we are under using it, which we are all doing anyway, you know, but he has given that to us. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And let's talk a little bit about Philippians 2:9. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. If you like, I put beings there, maybe beings in heaven or beings on earth or beings under the earth. And verse 11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord Jesus. That the name he gave to you and me, he gave that name to you and me. Amen. Praise the Lord. It belongs to you and me as children of God. The Lord has the name above every name, as we read in the scripture right now, in all the three worlds, meaning heaven, earth, and hell. Every demon and angel are subject to the imperial name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Whether they like it or not, amen, praise the Lord. It is imperative. They have no option. Praise the Lord. Now, you see, now, in 1 Peter 3:22 says this, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him, amen? Praise the Lord. Because he is the creator of the universe and so on. John 1:3 says so. Colossians 1:16 says so, which I want to go and read them, but all things are created by him and some of that, you know. And of course, wonder for wonders, he gave us the power of attorney to use that name of might. He gave it to you and I to use it, you know, and so on that. Let us not begin to underuse it. All our authority is based on his finished work. But it is all enwrapped in that name, Jesus Christ the Lord, amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you pray and call upon his Father, many people still pray for Jesus. That is wrong, right? You know, when you ask the Father in his name, that request transfer from you to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? Because you now be request, amen? And he say, what is, I believe in John 11, Father, I thank you because you hear me always, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. So when you pray to the Father in his name, that request now pass on you to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't take it away from there, he shall come to pass because the Father hears him always and all the time. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. So we see that there. So, and, you know, so, and, so, now, so, all our authority and so on is based on his finished work, you know, all wrapped in his name. By giving us the right to use his name, the Lord has put omnipotence at our disposal. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. All power in heaven and in earth given unto him, but he dedicated it to the church. The Lord doesn't do anything with this world without the church. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, mission of mystery, that's how it works. You know, that what is the clay to the potter, really? What is the clay to the potter to ask him, why does me thou? Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. We are now in the Bible says in Ephesians 5, I believe towards the end and so on. We are bones of his bone and flesh of his flesh, amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. All he does to this world, he does through the church. Blessed be his, that is the blessing you know, that he has given unto us of many, many blessings and some of that, you know. Anyway, let me quickly rush down here and some of that, you know. So we see, and so by giving us the, you know, the use of his name, the Lord has put omnipotence at our disposal in our combat with the satanic host. Well, let's quickly read some of the commission and so on in Mark 16. They are all over the gospel. But the one in Mark 16 is very, very conspicuous, known by every Bible reader or children of God. Now, verse 17 of Mark 16. And this time shall follow them that believe. In my name, you see, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Well, many Christians will do that and so forth. You wonder if there are still demons in this world today. They call the children of God and not really taking care of how they should take care of these demons and so on. Yet they are the one causing all the trouble in the world. Getting ready for the Antichrist. That's what he's trying to do right now. Anyway, praise to the Lord Jesus. Amen. Anyway, so and they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. With very simple word of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's not just the pastor who can lay hand on the sick, not just the prophet and speak on the sick, all that believe in it, whether they are using it or not, is up to you and I. Praise the Lord. He has given it to you and me. Whether I'm using it or not, it's up to me. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't complicate the word of God. These things shall prove that I believe, right? That's simple. Praise the Lord Jesus. Anyway, so after this, the Lord had, verse 19. So when the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received unto heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And unto the verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Can you see now how he walked with the church? We are co-laborers together with him. Amen. That's right, praise the Lord. But you have to preach the word though. When you go and preach the word, that will say we confirm it. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Anyway, so we see. Now, so our combat with the it's not with flesh. We are one in Ephesians 6. We forget this many Christians forget this many of the time and so on. They focus on physical things, maybe on somebody and so on that. You know, not really. As Christians, Ephesians 6:12 told us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, the Bible says, in high places and so on that, you know. So we see. So demons are attacking humans everywhere. Like I said before, they are responsible for many of the ills in this world today, and many people don't even know it and so on, you know. And they blame on that person, on that politician and so on. But when you go read that, demons are responsible and so on. They are attacking humans everywhere. Do you know that most of the ministry of the law is a casting out of demons? Do you know that? Amen? Praise the Lord. So that's why he said that the first sign that we follow is the casting out of demons. Amen? The very first one he gave us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyway, now, so, and they are especially, even God's children and so on, causing trouble all over the place. The hair is pregnant with evil spirits who seek human embodiment, like bats, bats do inhabit old buildings, right? That's how demons are doing this right now, and so on, all over the place and so on. Getting ready, preparing the nation, or the nation for the coming of the Antichrist and so on, Christians must exercise their God-given dominion over the enemy, part of what Lord let me to do this in this morning and so on. Redemption of our Lord, and our privileges and so forth. Now, so that's it. So you and I, we have much right to demand healing. As you have to demand, if you have a deposit account in the bank, the same way you have the right to go and cash it, the same way you have the right to heal it, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. So use it, it is yours and so on. You have a legal right to deliver from Satan, not to oppress you and so on, Satan has no legal right to hold a child of God in bondage, not at all. He may have it for people of unbelievers, but not you, when you know our rights and privileges in the Lord Jesus. How glad we are Heavenly Father be if every Christian, we are right, and take his or our privilege is in the redemption of Christ. How glad we are, Heavenly Father, be. John 15:16. Ye have not chosen me, the Lord said, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Amen. Privileges of our redemption and so forth. Whatsoever, he says, John 16:23. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. See? Hitherto ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask, he says, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. John 14:13, I think I read that before. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in his Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. See? So we should put or answer prayer behind us. Much so when we know we are asking according to the will of God, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Can't it settle? One thing God cannot do is to lie. It is impossible that God should lie, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So when you are praying your prayer in the name of the Lord, according to God's will, then we should be up with certain it shall be done. The Lord says and so on that, you know. In fact, there's a little translation of that verse 14 where it says, if you ask anything in my name, he says, if you shall demand anything in my name, amen, I will do it, amen. You demand it, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So in all these scriptures, we see the Almighty God seated in the highest seat of authority in the universe, and even universes, science found out there are universes and so on, that, you know. And he gave us the power and authority to use his name in our hearts' struggles against Satan and demons. And here, all level and his might and authority are at your disposal as a child of God, at my disposal, amen?
Amen.
Let us learn to you what belongs to us. I always talk about David. He was both in spiritual and physical warfare. Say, teach my hand to fight. My finger to fight. I know, you can teach my hand to fight. And something like, you know. So, now, our weapon is not like bow and arrow that is, in praise the Lord. Our weapons are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling of strongholds, amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, mighty through God, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the pulling down of all those strongholds and so on, you know. Let us be, let us, by reason of you, help us to start our senses in using of these things, amen?
Mm-hmm.
By the reason of you, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If you don't use something you don't have, I don't know. So, you see. So, you see, these things, well, thank God for faith. But another thing is this, knowing your right. And, knowing your right and using them is very, very crucial. Praise the Lord. If you can't even have faith in what you don't know, right? That belongs to you. So we know that one and so on. So anyway, and then Satan cannot stand before the name of our Lord Jesus Christ now in this world, not any more than he could before the Lord when he was here on earth, you know. This is impotent before the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. That's why he said, in my name they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, amen. James 5 says that there is any sick among you, let him come for the elders of the church, right? Let them pray over him, anointing him all in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If children of God will just hold to that one, there's nothing. No, you say the Lord will raise it. It's not the faithful prayer that will raise that person up. It is the Lord himself who raised that person up. Amen.
Praise.
We are co-deliverers together with him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It makes it so simple, isn't it? You know, let us not complicate the things of the Lord. Amen.
Mm.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Simplicity is what all about and all that, you know. So anyway, demons fear the name of the Lord Jesus today in the deep. Anyway, of a person who works with God, when they bow before it in Jesus' name. So that's what it is. Give us power over all these things, So these demons, are fighting to keep her, God's children, ignorant of the rights and privileges we have in Christ. Or if you know it, they try to keep God's children, you know, under condemnation, so they cannot use that name as they ought to. Let us not fall into that trap and so forth. As I ran up here, you know, is this, we can't just finish all the privileges that we have in this redemption and so forth. Matthew 18:18, quickly. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Plain, simple words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. He says, for we are two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So now, that particular verse, whatsoever you shall ask, you shall bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall lose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven, is now, it's like unexploited or forgotten territory to many God's children, amen? Binding and losing a part of the privilege we have in Christ, amen? Praise the Lord. But whatsoever you bind on earth, be bound in heaven. But it's not used as often as we use it. Some have even forgotten about such a thing as prayer of binding and losing. But the Lord says it, right? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even to remind us this day and so on, our privileges and rights in Christ's redemption and so on. Anyway, so, okay, let me see some of these things are here. Now, so, angels are our servants as God's children, amen? And just naming our privileges in Christ. Some of them can't cover all of them. Hebrews 1:13, talking about angels. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Now verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits, meaning angels? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them, you and I, who shall be heirs of salvation, the Bible says, and so on, that you know. So that's the angels at your disposal, amen. We are called to the innumerable company of angels. Whether I see them or not, doesn't make any difference. Praise the Lord. We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. Praise the Lord Jesus. And many times, God makes them visible, give the house a message and so on, and that, you know, to people and so on. But they are there anyway, at your disposal and so on, at my disposal and so on. Not to talk about the angel of the Lord himself. And comes around them that fear the Lord, amen? Praise the Lord. Redemptive blessings and so forth, about, you know. And so, now, but one thing is this, angels can't do our work for us. You have to do your own part, amen? Angels can't do your part for you and something like that, you know. So anyway, God's hand are tied up until he can use your arm and my arm. I keep saying that all over and something like that, you know. We are the very body of Christ, the Bible says, and the head is powerless without, you know, our hands, our feet. Now, let me conclude this message this morning. We are living in the days of total and full redemption in Christ. Amen? I say we are living in the days of total and full redemption by Christ. Praise the Lord. Some prophecies said, I believe it. Galatians 3:13-14 says this. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. All is by faith. Praise the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. The rapture will be by faith too. Amen. Hebrews 11:5-6 said that by faith, Enoch was translated, right? That you should not see death. Amen. One of the criteria for being translated faith in the word of our Lord Jesus Christ and so forth. So this morning, let us arise. The Bible commands us, arise and be awakened to all these redemptive privileges. I just named some of them here and so on. Isaiah 52 says this, verse 2, shake thyself from the dust. Arise, he says, and sit down, O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. O captive daughter of Zion, Isaiah 61, I'm 60, verse 1. Arise now, shine now, for the light is coming, eh? And the glory of the Lord is sitting upon you, in eh? Praise the Lord. Let us claim God's promises and so forth. It is yours, it is mine, and so forth. Now, Ephesians, 5:14, as I close here. Wherefore he says, awake, that are sleeping, and arise, he says, on the dead, so to say, and Christ shall give thee life. See then that you walk circumspectly, he says, not as fools, but as wise. These are the very word of God, right, to you and I, God's children. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil, amen. We are living in this present evil world. In another scripture, amen. Evil world, he says, and so that you know. And then, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to read this time. I pray that this will be our testimony day by day. Psalm 103, I want to read by the first few verses. That every one of us, that be our testimony. It says, 103 of Psalm 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, the redemptive benefits of the of redemption of Christ, amen. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, testimony, right?
Yes.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? See, they are all past tense, right? Amen. Even the sacrifice in the past tense, right? It's already done. Redemptive blessings of Christ's redemption, right?
Yes.
Prophecy and some of that, Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, sir? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, sir? So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I pray this will be our daily testimony, eh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
When we will sing this song here, Isaiah 51 verse 11, we know the song. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return now, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head.
Amen.
They shall bring gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall be away. Amen.
It's
looking for a joyful church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Who he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As we just go this morning, Lord of God, even in this world we still have the joy of the Lord. This thing have I spoken unto you this morning, that my joy might remain in you, he says, and that your joy might be full. Let it be so with every one of us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for the reading of your word, Lord. That it may be mixed with faith in our hearts. And we are going here as more than conquerors through him that loved us. In all these things, the confrontation in this world and so forth, we are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Father, we thank you for so many, many promises. And we go here believing our God shall supply all our needs, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says, be anxious for nothing now, but in everything, you know, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, making our request known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now I commit every request represented here this morning. Can you lift up your hands this morning? Let the Lord see your hands. Every request represented by this hand lifted up now, may not to lift up holy hands unto God everywhere. So we are lifting up our hand this morning, representing one need or the other. According to your word, the Lord shall supply all these needs, Lord, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we give you praise and glory. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.